Welcome to Sensual Tsunami, Sizzling Touch. Now, obviously, when I'm writing information for you about sex, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about genitals. However, there are countless other erogenous zones on our bodies. And all of these overlooked little nooks and crannies and hot buttons can amp up your sexual pleasure and create that sensual tsunami you want. So in this lesson, I'm going to show you how to use the temple method to joyfully explore one another, and a whole slew of simple tricks that will cause a trail of goosebumps to spring up from his scalp all the way down to his toes. Remember, enjoying touch and things that feel good, as well as giving and receiving pleasure, these are the cornerstones of being a sensual tsunami woman. Now, where are the body's erogenous zones? I'm just going to list them out from head to toe, just to whet your imagination a little bit. So first we have the scalp, ears, face, lips, neck, shoulders, breast, chest, nipples, tummy, inner arms and armpit, hands, back, sides of the rib cage, thighs, feet, and obviously genitals. That's a lot of body parts, right? And chances are, you as well as your man have a few on your own list that I didn't even mention. And a huge part of the fun in store for you is all the delicious experimenting you get to do. Here's a little fun fact. Do you know what causes goosebumps? Well, goosebumps are an involuntary reaction to things like cold, like a sudden drop in temperature, but they're also a reaction to strong emotions, like arousal. When that happens, the brain sends a message to those teeny little muscles that surround hair follicles that causes them to retract, which then makes the goosebumps show up. Okay, first thing you're going to do is gather up some supplies. And there's so many things you can use on this erotic touch adventure. And the great news is that a lot of these things, they're just stuff you already have in your own home. Things like feathers. You can even use a cat toy, you know, the ones with the feathers at the end of the stick. Ice cubes, a chain necklace, a beaded necklace. And this can be anything from cheap plastic Mardi Gras beads to your grandma's pearls that have been handed down. Candle wax. And for candle wax, I want you to make sure that you use soft paraffin wax candles that don't have added scent or color. And that's because these melt at a lower temperature, which makes dripping hot wax on your skin safer. Votive candles burn at a higher temp, and those are actually not safe to use. Massage oil. And massage oil can be something you buy at the Bath & Body Store. It could also just be coconut or olive oil. Those work great too. Body lotion, a silk scarf or a necktie, or your own fingers. Some fingernails. Really, it's just anything that you can think of that you might have fun experimenting with. And keep in mind, when we get to some of the specific techniques, I might call out an item to use that you don't already have and you might consider buying it. But for this next little phase I'm going to have you do, you can just use what you have on hand. So the first thing I'm going to have you do is try some of this stuff out on yourself. And that's because the foundation of being sensual is knowing what you like. And it's true, you can't actually tickle yourself, and that's because you can't surprise your own brain. You know, like, hey, I'm about to tickle my armpit, and your brain already knows, oh, I'm about to get tickled there. So anyways, while you can't tickle yourself, you can still feel what it feels like, especially with different things like the wax or ice cubes or different fabrics, and that's so that you know what it feels like and you can then project what it might feel like for your partner. So from your list of supplies, just gather up a few things you want to try out. And I want you to find a private moment alone. And again, this is not to end up masturbating or anything really sexual. It's just so you have time to really tune into the sensations in your body, see what it feels like, and then make a few notes of what you like. So just using your hands, you could try a slow, languid stroke, like on your scalp or the back of your neck. And then you might feel what it feels like to slap or pinch or spank that same part. Maybe not your scalp, but like, you know, on your hip or something. You can also lightly use your fingernails against your inner arm. Slide an ice cube down your inner thigh. Drag a feather across your neck. This is a fun one. You can put a chain necklace in the fridge for like an hour or so to get it chilled, and then close your eyes and run it across your shoulders or your chest and see what that feels like. Another thing you can do that's really easy and it feels amazing is to massage your own scalp, including your temples and the back of your neck. It's a great stress reliever too. And you probably already have a favorite body oil or lotion that you use that you know feels and smells amazing on your skin. So try out some of these things and just see how it feels and make a note of what you liked and maybe something that surprised you, you weren't expecting. And just write it all down in your journal. You can use the same one from Language of Desire because you're going to use this information later. So the next phase is to experiment with your partner. And the great thing with sensual touch is that it's a wonderful way to play. And you're going to have a lot of fun experimenting and just seeing what feels good. Now, some of these techniques will lead to an obvious sexual arousal response, but the goal with this sensual touching isn't to end up having sex, or at least not necessarily. And once you learn these special secret hot buttons on your man, things that feel good to him but that don't involve his penis, you can develop your own secret sexy language of touch. For example, you could sneakily run your fingernail on the backside of his ear, or rub your palm in a certain slow circle he likes on the small of his back. You can do this while you're in the most innocent of situations. And it's a wonderful way to stay physically connected and enjoying each other's touch outside of the bedroom. So I'm going to give you several techniques and ideas, and I want you to try out a few of them, or try out all of them, because the more you experiment, the more you'll discover how much your own imagination will blossom. And also, with each of these, while you'll be the one introducing or suggesting the activity or touch, you can decide if this is just a special treat for him, or if you want him to reciprocate. And some of these actually do lead to a natural back and forth. And if you want to, you know, you can just say, okay, it's my turn now, or you can invite him to come up with his own way to essentially touch you back. So here's one of my personal favorites. It's called drawing pictures while you're lying down in bed. And it's fun to do this in the morning when you're just waking up, or in the middle of the afternoon, like on a Sunday if you're taking a nap together. While you're lying down in bed, have him face his back toward you. And you can either take off his shirt or just lift it up, you know, over his shoulders so that the skin of his back is exposed. And using just the tip of your finger or fingernail, you're going to draw a picture on his back and then have him guess what you drew. It's kind of like a sexier game of Pictionary. And the sensations feel great. And it's actually kind of funny to hear what he might guess that you've drawn. And this is one of those techniques that it's really great to take turns back and forth. So you draw something for him and he guesses, and then you flip around and he draws something with his finger on your back. Okay, the next one, scalp massage. Now, you probably know this, that a lot of people, when they're stressed, they involuntarily clench the muscles in their scalp. And our scalps have a lot of muscles, plus blood vessels that are right up close to the surface. And so giving him a focused scalp massage, it feels amazing, and it's also therapeutic at the same time. And you don't have to know how to be an expert masseuse. There's really no wrong way to do this. But an easy way to start is just use the pads of your fingers and rub them in small circles with varying pressure. And you can include his temple, hairline, back of the neck, behind the ears. Another little hot spot is right where the jaw connects on the side of your face. We hold a lot of tension right there. I was just rubbing my own jaw when I was saying this. And you can use slightly bigger circles in bigger motions when you get to the bigger part of his scalp, and really make sure to include the base and down the back of his neck. And just check in with him and ask him as you're doing this if he wants more or slightly less pressure in your strokes. Another thing to do is use your fingernails lightly in his hair and across his scalp too. That feels wonderful. And you can ask him to give you one too. And you can always give yourself a scalp massage any old time you want. The next step with the scalp massage, another thing to throw in there that's fun, is I call it Shampoo Girl. And it's taking the scalp massage to the tub. You're going to do the exact same thing that you just did above, but do it while you're in the bath or while you're taking a shared shower. And you're going to wash his hair for him. Massaging the shampoo into his scalp, it feels really loving and nurturing. Plus, it just feels great to have someone else wash your hair for you. I know it's my favorite part of going to the salon. My hairstylist does an awesome scalp massage. And again, he can, in turn, wash your hair for you, too. This one I call the kiss massage. So instead of your hands, you're going to use your lips. And you're going to flutter little smooches all over his body. So this one works if you're, you know, in bed and without clothes on. You can give him little butterfly kisses. You can also throw in a little bit of sucking and some tongue flicking, maybe a little biting if you want. But this is meant to just be sensual. However, when he sees your head moving south on his body, his little soldier is bound to spring to attention. At that point, it's up to you if you want to indulge him, but it's perfectly okay to keep this massage sensual and not sexual. Plus, the opportunity to tease him by brushing your lips just over the top of him and then continuing down his legs is, you know, it's a lot of fun. This one I call the slow tickle. It's like that old game we played when we were little, the tickle torture, but it's a lot slower and sexier. And you're going to use your fingernails or fingers. You can also use a feather or a necklace or something. You're just going to very lightly graze the most tickle-prone parts of his body, including like the inside of the arms, armpits, down the rib cage on the side, behind the ears, lower abdomen, even the backsides of his legs and knees. And you can try tickling the feet too, as long as he's not too terribly ticklish there. And as you lightly tickle him, when his body clenches and recoils, and if he begins to giggle, just stop, let him calm down, and then move to a new body part. Because the point here is just to elicit some giggles and little shivers, but it's not to go into full-blown tickle torture where he's, you know, cry laughing because you've tickled him so much. And this can be heightened even more if you blindfold him before you tickle him and then randomly switch the places you're touching, because that element of anticipation and surprise adds a big zing for him. The next one I call captive audience. And try this one when you're both like stuck somewhere. This can be done while you're driving in a car or while watching a concert, even if you're out for drinks or dinner, like at a crowded restaurant or bar. And as you're sitting next to him, you know, you can slowly begin to massage his arms and then begin to lightly stroke his leg and then knead his muscles with your hands, you know, beneath his pants. You can move to his inner thigh and work your way up slowly. As you get close to his groin, move back to the top of the thigh and then move your massaging back down towards his knee. And then repeat this motion, only this time you can lightly and sneakily, if you're in public, graze your hand over his crotch. Now you're not going to launch into a full-blown hand job here, although if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to stop you from doing that, and I bet he won't either. But the point here is just to let him enjoy the massage and have a teeny bit of frustration with your teasing, too. Now, this one is the fun one. It's kind of the grand finale. It's called the long exploration. And this is the time where you're going to gather up all the goodies that we listed above and the things you've thought of on your own. And rather than, you know, taking, today I'm going to try out this, and next week I'm going to try out this. This is where you're going to have everything all there all at once and have an extended period of time where you're going to just experiment with all sorts of different things. And just tell them, like, you want to explore sensual touch, that it's not sex necessarily. This is more just to discover what feels good. So to prepare, you can set the mood. You can dim the lights and light some of those soft wax paraffin candles. Put on a long playlist of music. And when you have enough time without interruptions, you're just going to really dive in. You can start by getting partially undressed and kissing and lightly touching. And you can do a technique to start off with, like the kiss massage along with a scalp massage, to really get him relaxed. Once he's mellow, you can introduce a blindfold. And this might seem kinky at first, but really it's just to eliminate one of the senses, which is sight. Because when you eliminate one sense, it amplifies the others. So it's going to make the touch sensations that he's experiencing from you that much more powerful. Once the blindfold is secure, just begin by trying out different items against his body parts. And try to tune into your own intuition and imagine from your own experimenting what will feel good for him. You can also playfully ask him to guess what you're using and see if he can figure it out. And just take your time enjoying giving him these different sensations and make a mental note of the things he seems to like in particular and where. And you can end things either by him exploring and experimenting on you, or you can end with a nice full body massage for him. It might just dissolve into like a blissful lovemaking session, which I always like to say, there's not a wrong way to do any of this. And so even though the goal here really isn't about sex, it's more about exploring touch, if it ends up in sex, go for it. Just have fun. So the last little bit, we're going to talk for a moment about anal play. Now, I know at the beginning I said I wasn't going to talk about genitals or sex specifically, but the booty does deserve its own little shout out. So I'll tell you this, anal play is not everyone's cup of tea, and that's cool. However, it is one of the body's most highly charged erogenous zones, and one that gets kind of overlooked by a lot of people. And if you're at all curious about just experimenting with how your anus region can give you some surprising thrills, keep listening, because I'm going to give you some things to try out. So one thing I have to note that's of super importance, it is a health and safety reason that any toys that you use in your bum are marked bum only. Because there's certain bacteria that flourish in the rectum that could be really bad news if it gets up into the rest of your lady bits. Also, fingers that venture into that area do need to be cleaned up before and after. And so before you move your hands or he moves his hands into your vagina, he's going to want to wash them. And also make sure that nails are trimmed and filed. That's because this is highly sensitive tissues, and these tissues are prone to getting small little rips and tears. And these tears, if any bacteria gets into them, it can become a big problem. So you want to take care to be clean, and you also, before inserting anything into your rectum, use a lot of lube so nothing is getting torn, because there isn't a self-lubricating action or device in the rectum like we have in our vaginas. Okay, so first we're going to talk about a little product called butt plugs, and that word, it sounds awful, I admit, but they can be quite fun, actually, for both of you. And these come in a variety of sizes, so from very small to, you know, quite big. And they have it's kind of a cone shaped, usually made out of silicone. And then there's a larger end or a flange at the end of it. So it makes it less likely that one of these could get up too far and get lost inside, because that's not good. And if you use one of these during intercourse, the sensation of having your anus full It's, especially during intercourse and as you climax, it's surprisingly enjoyable. The next thing on the list to potentially try out, they're called anal beads. And these toys look just like they sound. It's a series of beads that graduate in size from large to small, and they're on a sturdy string, or it might be on just made out of silicone and all connected. And at the end of the string, there's usually like a loop or some kind of handle so that they can't get up too far in, and then you also have something to pull on because you're going to insert them as far as you want or as far as that's comfortable, and then you slowly pull them out. And this can be done as an activity all by itself, or it can be done in conjunction with intercourse or even oral sex, where as you're climaxing, pulling out the beads one by one gives a big enjoyable sensation. The next on the list are vibrators and dildos. And again, it's important to buy booty-specific vibes and dildos. First of all, it's in order to not cross-contaminate something you insert into your bottom. You don't want to then turn around and insert into your vagina. But also, the ones that are designed to go into your booty, they're designed with a special, like, larger end, so they won't accidentally slip too far in, requiring a recovery expedition. And these do come in sizes from, you know, slim and petite to, oh my gosh, like, how is that going to fit? So it's recommended that you start on the petite side of things to begin with, and then you can just see if you gradually want to move to something bigger. And let's talk for a second about prostate massage. As we talked about in the lessons, specifically about male anatomy, as well as in the additional guide, Stroke of Genius, massaging his prostate gland provides insane pleasure for him during the orgasm. Like, eyeballs popping out of his head, amazing. But the location of the prostate gland, it's kind of far up in there, and it's, depending on his specific anatomy, just by pushing your fingers on the perineum, you might not actually be able to reach it that good. And it does sit, you know, kind of closely to the rectum. So getting something up in there with the idea to massage the prostate is, it's an easier access. But not every guy is keen on sticking anything up his bottom, so this might take some convincing on your part. But there are specially designed anal toys that are meant to vibrate against his prostate gland. And if you can encourage him to try it out, he just very well may end up bowing down to you in awe afterward. Now, if any of this sounds like something you want to try out, you can browse the anal toy shopping section of websites like toysandbabeland.com or ticklekitty.com, or you just pop into your local adult shop. The people who work there are generally very helpful. They can make recommendations, and they can answer any type of question you might have. And it's actually pretty easy to go in there and shop. It may seem overwhelming or embarrassing at first, but you'll probably find once you get in there that they're so professional that you end up feeling quite comfortable. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this lesson all about sensual touch.